Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's going on, everybody? Justin Morgenstein back with you on another edition of Phillies Today, Halloween edition of Phillies Today. So everybody's going out, doing anything tonight, whether you're giving out candy or whether your kids are going to, you know, get candy. Everyone hopefully has a safe Halloween. Always a fun time of year. Definitely a fun time of year when the Phillies are playing baseball. Unfortunately, that is not the case. But, hey, I remember when the Phillies won the World Series in 08. I was in third grade. Skipped school, obviously, to go to the parade, as one does. And then you went right into trick-or-treating right after. So, hopefully, we can be able to, you know, repeat that at some point here in the near future. But we are watching the World Series as outsiders, unfortunately, right now. So, not the case this year, but we still have a lot to get into, Phillies-wise, with Bryce Harper last weekend coming out with his own quotes in response to Dave Dombrowski and all the trade rumors and talk that has been going on lately. So, we'll get into that. Matt Gelb wrote that article and was able to speak to Bryce. So, plenty of stuff to get into there. We'll talk about some more, you know, potential free agent trade stuff, as we typically do. And get into the World Series a little bit at the end, because it has been a really, really fun series to watch. And typically, once the Phillies get eliminated, my mood on baseball maybe, you know, isn't as perked up as it typically is. But this has been a really fun series to watch. And the Blue Jays go home to Toronto with a chance to clinch the World Series, up 3-2 with two home games remaining. So they're in a good spot. But as we know, as you know, the Phillies did in the NLCS 2023, you never know what can happen, and the Dodgers are obviously an unbelievable team, so would not be shocked to see that potentially go to seven games, and who knows what happens once you get there. So plenty of stuff to get into, as I said, and we got to start with the Bryce stuff, because right now that seems to be the main topic at hand when it comes to the Phillies, and it just feels so unnecessary. And when Dave Dombrowski made those comments, I thought to myself immediately, like, Dave Dombrowski is a smart baseball man. There's a reason. I mean, he's been in the league for, what, 30-plus years now, maybe more than that. And he made those comments for a reason. And when Bryce responds the way he did, and I'm going to get to the quotes in a second, it makes me think that this is probably still over the extension stuff that we've heard for the last 2 years. And Bryce, obviously, when he signed his contract, he no opt-outs. He has a no-trade clause, which, you know, the no-opt-outs helps the Phillies, but the no-trade clause helps him in a way because he really wants to stay put. That's a goal he, you know, said right away, that he wants to be able to build roots in a city and be able to play for one team for the rest of his career. And obviously, he chose here because of the long-term deal he got and the money, of course. But as we know, since then, the salaries in baseball have grown exponentially. And I can understand from his standpoint of wanting more money and thinking that you're underpaid based off of what the contracts are that are being given out around baseball right now. Like, I understand that. But I'm going to read you the quotes here from Bryce in the Matt Gelb article. And, you know, I don't think it makes Bryce look great if we're being quite honest. And I think that the whole thing with Bryce when it comes to, you know, the whole contract situation is that he is somebody who typically will say the right things. And he has said the right things the entire time he's been in the city of Philadelphia, ever since he signed here, whether it's about the fans, you know, when they play bad, he goes, you know, I understand why they're booing us. I would, you know, boo us too. He's been, you know, pretty honest and blunt, whether that's, you know, just trying to pander or whether that's actually how he feels. I think he has a good understanding of the fan base and what we want to hear. And so when he came out with these quotes in this Matt Gelb article, I was a little surprised because it feels like for the first time, Bryce had a little misstep and kind of sounds like he's, you know, a little whiny in a sense. So the first one was in response to the trade talks, and that was more manufactured, first of all, by, you know, fans and here at the station for us. And like the Phillies never talked about trading Bryce Harper. Dave Dombrowski went on foul territory last week and we talked about it. And he said, you know, we still love Bryce and we're not trading Bryce Harper. But Bryce in The Athletic said, I have given my all to Philly from the start. Now there is trade talk. I made every effort to avoid this. It's all I heard in D.C. with the Nationals. I hated it. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And then when he talked about his injuries, he went on to say, you know, in response to Dave Dombrowski, not necessarily sort of questioning if he can be elite ever again. He goes, quote, all players get hurt. I hurt my wrist this year and missed a month. Of course, I don't have my full year numbers. It's disappointing to hear me being questioned about my contribution to the team. Just really hurt by that notion because I love Philly so much. And then he went on to say, quote, from changing positions to coming back early from injury, I show a total commitment for my team, and yet there are still trade talks. So very interesting comments from Bryce Harper. And look, I don't know whether Matt Gelb sought out Bryce Harper or Bryce Harper sought out Matt Gelb, but I don't even know if it really matters because clearly Bryce wanted to get this off of his mind. And I think that it's ultimately leading back to an extension because I think they are both Dave Dombrowski and Bryce Harper too smart and too, you know, ingrained in baseball. And they've been in this game for way too long to make those comments and not have them be meaningful or poignant or be, you know, looking for something with those comments. And it's got to be an extension. It really does. And I think that it would be foolish for the Phillies to extend Bryce Harper. And I think that is the case just because of the injuries and because of him being 33. And he really hasn't had an elite season probably since 23. And look, I understand injuries happen. And look, he could become, like Dave Dombrowski said, a Freddie Freeman type who is still one of the best players in baseball. And hey, he hit a walk-off home run in the World Series once again the other night and has been one of the most clutch players for the Dodgers over the past 2 years. But I think that for Bryce to try to negotiate an extension right now when your team gets eliminated in the NLDS once again, you didn't have the best season, you know, up to your standards that you would typically have. And I think that for Bryce to be doing that when there's so much question going on with the team right now, is Kyle Schwarber going to be back? Is JT Realmuto going to be back? Will Ranger Suarez be back? Like, for him to try to gain more money on their payroll for the next, you know, few years and potentially into the future. And look, I don't know what the provisions of this extension would be. Maybe they just tack on a couple years at the end and give him slightly more AAV. But for the club to have to be worried about Bryce Harper's extension and not trying to sign some of the premier talent that they're potentially losing, like, I don't understand how Bryce Harper can think that he's going to win that battle. And it feels like a Scott Boras thing once again. I'm sure Scott Boras and Bryce are talking very closely. I'm sure Scott Boras and Dave Dombrowski have been in talks as well. But it just is an unfortunate situation because I think that for the first time in probably ever, Bryce isn't in the best standing with the Philadelphia fans. And it may be because of the past two postseasons. And look, he has still some of the most unbelievable postseason numbers in the history of the sport in terms of OPS, average, home runs, all that stuff. But the last 2 years, he hasn't been the same guy that we saw in 22 and 23 in the postseason. So I think that because of that and because of the way they've gone out the past couple of years, despite the regular season success, I just think that fans see Bryce's, you know, plea for, you know, Joel Embiid had a similar situation where after he signed the extension, he said, like, all I've done for the city of Philadelphia, like everything that I've put my body through and all of that. With Bryce, it sounded very similar. And I don't think that fans receive that well when that comes out in an article or on a podcast or wherever you're going to hear it. And I think that a lot of fans are beginning to turn on Bryce a little bit. They're beginning to sour on Bryce. And look, I still think he's, you know, one of the best Phillies ever, and I think that he was the guy that helped turn this franchise around. I don't think John Middleton is going to let him go anywhere, considering that he helps pack that ballpark out every single night and the amount of Harper jerseys and Harper merchandise that gets sold. The Phillies need Bryce Harper in terms of their marketability and in terms of, I think, fan interest in the team. But at the same time, like, I just don't see how it's good business for the Phillies to extend Bryce Harper here. And I just think that, you know, Bryce comes off in a way that we haven't seen him for a little while. And again, he's always said the right things. He's always been the one that said, you know, put our head down, get back to it. And, you know, when we don't play well, I understand that people are going to get frustrated with us. And I think fans are frustrated with the team right now. So for him to come out with this and then seemingly him and Dave Dombrowski going back and forth on extension talks with Scott Boras, I just don't think that this was the right time for that. And I understand on his part, he's probably thinking, look, it's now or never. If I'm ever going to get this, it's got to be now. And there's some people out there, not many, but I think there's a slight minority out there that say, you know, why not add 2 years, $50 million to Bryce Harper's contract at the end of this thing and just ensure that he's happy. But, you know, I don't feel that way. And I love Bryce, but I just think that it puts the team in a bad spot right now. And for them to prioritize a Bryce extension when all those question marks are out there and when it's a huge offseason for the team where they're potentially losing so many key pieces, I just don't understand how it would be beneficial for the Phillies to extend Bryce Harper. So that's why I don't think they'll do it. And I don't think they can do it. And it's going to be awkward going into next year. There's no doubt about it. And I think that in 23, when it got shut down, it was a little awkward there for a little bit. But fans sort of forgot about it as the season neared. And that was still, you know, right after Bedlam at the Bank. And fans still felt a certain way about Bryce in terms of him being, you know, sort of a god in the city. And I think that after the past couple of years and the failures in the postseason, just with the team, not necessarily with him, I think that that leash, that, you know, sort of, again, godlike standing that Bryce had in the city is just gone away a little bit. And I don't think that people are going to, you know, receive this well. And I don't think they have. So definitely interesting. It's going to be interesting as the offseason goes along. And I think that if Bryce continues to be frustrated with Dave Dombrowski and company, I hope he's not, you know, mopey going into next season, because we have seen at times Bryce be, you know, sort of not the same energy Bryce that we've seen over, you know, the first few years of his career, where it just felt like he was, you know, very into the game every single night. And I think that at times in the last year, whether it was the injury or whether it was potential extension talks, I think that you saw sometimes Bryce be a little mopey, and you saw, you know, not the same guy that we saw early on in his Phillies tenure. So it's going to be interesting. I think that obviously next year, if he goes out and has a great year and the Phillies have a lot of postseason success and potentially get back to the World Series, then you can bring it back up. But until he personally has another super, super successful season and the Phillies have postseason success, I think those things have to go hand in hand. I just don't see how the Phillies end up extending Bryce Harper. As much as, you know, him and John Middleton have a good relationship, I just don't think that it's good business, really, for either or for the Phillies side. So
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Thought that was interesting for sure, and it's going to be a storyline as the offseason goes on. So, going to move on here, and wanted to get to an interesting question that I thought about. And again, another Matt Gelb article came out yesterday in The Athletic talking about, you know, some of the other offseason decisions that the Phillies are going to have to make here. And an interesting one that he sort of talked about, because Kyle Schwarber, his market is seemingly red hot. He 50-some home runs last year. He obviously had the best season of his career, and he's a 33-year-old DH, though, at the end of the day. So teams are going to be a little wary about that because it handcuffs your DH spot, of course, and if you're going to pay him for 5 years, you know, who knows what his age 38 season is going to look like here. So I thought there was some interesting stuff where he talks about Schwarber's market, but he also talks about JT Realmuto's market being really hot, and that although Schwarber is going to get more money, of course, and he's clearly the better player at this point, the fact that JT is a catcher and the value that he has for a pitching staff and the amount of teams that, you know, need a quality catcher, more teams are going to be in the market for JT Realmuto than they are Kyle Schwarber. And look, again, Schwarber is going to get more money, no doubt about it, and more years probably, but a lot of teams are going to be in on JT Realmuto for sure. And I think that the Phillies kind of need him. So I thought of the question of which would you rather have this free agency? And if you were to have these two options on the table, which one would you take? Would you rather have Bregman and JT on the Phillies? The Phillies let Kyle Schwarber go. They bring in Alex Bregman to play third base, seemingly would trade Alec Boehm. And you have Bregman and JT come into the Phillies. And then the other option is you have Kyle Schwarber and one of these random free agent catchers. And to me, I don't even think it takes that long. I would rather have Bregman and JT back because I think that in terms of the value that you get from a game-to-game basis, I think having a guy who can play a solid third base for you and be, you know, a middle-of-your-order bat, a right-handed bat, which they've needed for a while, I think that adds more value than if you bring Kyle Schwarber back, even though Kyle Schwarber is, you know, very liked among the fan base and has done so much for this team over the past few years and in some senses changed the culture in the clubhouse by, you know, all the playoff success that he's had in his career and just the amount of winning and the amount of postseason appearances that he's had. And it would be tough to let Kyle Schwarber go, but I think Bregman is that type of guy as well. And obviously all those years in Houston, had a good year in Boston this year, had a, you know, similar year to, I think, what he got paid for, and, you know, if he opts out of that Red Sox contract, which many people think he will, he's going to be a free agent once again. So I think that it's a fit for the Phillies if they can get off of Alec Boehm, which I suspect they would be able to do. And look, that would be about $10 million probably in arbitration money off the books with Boehm if you're able to trade him. And getting Bregman in here for, say, you know, $35, $40 million a year, and then getting $10 million off the books, and then bringing JT back for, say, 10 to 15 a year, I think that adds probably more value than if you bring Kyle Schwarber back at $30 to $35 million a year as a 33-year-old DH. And for me with Schwarber, it's more about the years than it is the AAV per se. And I just don't think that 5 years at $160 million or whatever it would be a good idea. And for, I also think just handcuffing the DH spot. Like, yeah, 5 years, like $160 to $170, $175 million for Kyle Schwarber, I just think is a little out of control. Look, I don't think the teams are going to be willing to spend that. Like, I know the Red Sox are going to be involved. The Cubs are going to be involved, two teams that he's played for before. The Mets potentially would be involved, which would make me absolutely sick. But I think they will be, you know, in the mix as well. But I don't think any team's going to go that deep to pay that, especially when, you know, the Mets, like I just said, have Soto. And look, he's probably going to transform into a DH, I would say, within the next 5 years. So that would lock up that spot and prevent them from doing some things defensively. And I just think that in modern baseball, you want to have as much positional versatility as you possibly can and be able to allow guys to DH and give guys a day off of their feet. And if the Phillies don't have Nick Castellanos on the team next year or Kyle Schwarber, they could do a lot of different things with that DH spot. So I think it's interesting, but I do think that having JT back, and if you went out and got a big free agent like Bregman or like Kyle Tucker, potentially, I think that's probably going to add more value to your team than bringing Kyle Schwarber back and then adding some random catcher who is, you know, below average offensively and maybe average defensively. So those are my thoughts on that. I think it's interesting. I just think that these are the type of discussions that they're probably having right now. And again, if Kyle Schwarber can be back at a reasonable deal, like say 4 years, $20-25 million, I'm all in on that. But I just think a 5-6 year deal for Kyle Schwarber at this rate in his career could look really rough towards the end. So it also depends. If you're playing for next year and next year is your, again, go for it year, we're pretty much all in, we're going to go for it one more time, and then after that, we're going to let the young kids come up and sort of take over. Who knows what happens in 27 with the lockout? I think that's fine. But if you're playing the long game here and you want to have a window that's open for a while, signing Kyle Schwarber to a 5-6 year deal, I think is just, it's a little out of control. So it'll be interesting to see how his market shapes up. I think it'll probably be something that lasts throughout the winter and isn't something that's resolved super quickly. So we'll be interesting to monitor that as the year goes on. And with the Bohm thing, before I get on to the World Series stuff, which definitely want to talk about here, is the Mac L quote in the article on Alec Bohm. It does seem like there is a strong possibility that he's traded. The quote here is, quote, "The equation has changed because Bohm has only 1 year of club control remaining. That makes it a little easier to have a proper valuation of him. Would be surprising if the Phillies non-tendered him, but if they're interested in moving him, I think the $10 million would be better spent elsewhere. They could push for a trade before the November 21st tender deadline." And I think that it would be surprising to see him non-tendered, so I'm not expecting that. But I do think that teams out there would be in the market for a third baseman like Alec Bohm. And if he goes to, you know, a really good team with a deep lineup, you know, I hate to say it, but like the Dodgers or like the Blue Jays there, and, you know, teams that need a third baseman, like, he would be good in certain lineups to be able to hit further down and be able to contribute in that sense. Because I just don't think him being an important bat in this Phillies lineup has, you know, worked out over the past couple of years. And that's why I wanted to push for Bregman since last offseason. I think Bregman brings you that veteran approach to the plate and had another good year this year. And I understand that injuries have been something, you know, an issue in his past, but I just think that he brings you a lot to the clubhouse and to the lineup. And he would be a really good guy to be able to have here, especially with the defense he provides for you at third base as well. Not that Bohm's a bad defender, but I just think that Bregman's been doing it for a long, long time now. So I want to get to the World Series stuff here. Definitely has been a really fun series to watch. Like, I actually took the Blue Jays +1.5 in the series, so that already hit, which was fun. And I just thought going in that the Blue Jays had a pretty good chance in this thing. Like, the way that they're at bat, or that their lineup works at bats, is really impressive. And the way that Vladdy Jr. has really transformed himself over the past year to becoming a guy who doesn't strike out, a guy who obviously hits for power and has great bat speed, but finds a way to extend at bats and foul pitches off and be able to, you know, really work pitchers, is what's making him a superstar. And the Blue Jays gave him that big extension to begin the year, and boy, has it paid off for them. They are just have a superstar on their hands, and Vladdy Jr. has been probably the MVP of the postseason, maybe Shohei so far, and he has just been really, really good for that team, and especially with Springer out, the way that he is just carrying this lineup right now, it's really impressive to watch. And had that home run the other night, which was cool to see, the way that Davis Schneider, South Jersey native, led off the game with a homer, and then back-to-back after Vladdy goes deep in the second at-bat, was pretty cool to see. And hey, they got to Blake Snell, which a lot of teams haven't been able to do so far, and they've gotten to him twice now. And just taking pitches and working walks and working at-bats against Blake Snell is what you have to do. And once again, in the postseason, the Phillies, with Blake Snell, swung at a lot of pitches outside the zone, didn't, you know, helped him out a little too much. And I understand he's a great pitcher, but it goes to show you the Blue Jays right now have the right approach with him, and they were hunting fastballs and laying off everything else. So it worked out for him, and they were able to win game five after, you know, winning game four and game five after just a soul crusher in the 18-inning game in game three. It was just really, really impressive to see. And look, they've really dominated the series if you think about it. Like, that game three was a toss-up, anyone's game, obviously. Game one, they win. And in game two, they were in it. Like, they have put up a really good performance against the Dodgers. And I thought they were going to be able to compete. That's why I took them plus 1.5 for the series. But they've pitched really well. How about Trey Savage? I mean, what a, you know, what an awesome, you know, young player for them. And a former first-round pick. And unfortunately, that's kind of how I envisioned Andrew Painter coming up this year and hopefully being able to do that. But hasn't worked out that way, unfortunately. But it goes to show you that having young pitching in your system that's ready to come up and make an impact in the postseason, it's really important and can win you a World Series. And that's potentially what's going to happen with the Blue Jays as they go back to Toronto, up 3-2, and having only win one game to win it all. So pretty impressive stuff out of them right now. And you will get Yamamoto, Gausman tonight, which is a hell of a matchup. Yamamoto has been insane this postseason. The Phillies really are the only team that's gotten to him, which is just, again, I do think the Phillies really could compete with anyone in this postseason still. And just, they were in every game with the Dodgers, but man, it still hurts to think back about how that season ended. It just kills you. It really does. But I think that, you know, also with the Dodgers, they're finally, some of the big pieces in their lineup are really starting to struggle. I mean, how about Mookie and the way he struggled so far? He seems really frustrated, which is interesting to see. And Andy Páez, who had an unbelievable regular season, like almost 30 home runs, gotten benched now, and almost the Alec Bohm treatment from last year where they're starting Alex Call over him, and just a total fall from grace in the postseason. So interested to see if some of those Dodgers bats bounce back here. I think it'll go to a game seven, but I do have the Blue Jays winning it in seven. So going to be interesting to watch over the weekend for sure. So that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Phillies Today. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. We'll be back next week, as always. And yeah, for Phillies 24/7, this has been Justin Morgenstein. Have a good one, everyone. I'll see you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.